Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
Rosie's in mourning over that, by the way. Do you, this should put to rest any rumors that he is in financial stress.
What?
Selleck, he gave the crew of Magnum PI $1,000 bonuses out of his own salary, $1,000 per person.
Well, whoop the break it down.
Wow. So was that back in 84?
No, it says today.
The Magnum PI is not the old Magnum PI crew?
Oh, I see what it says.
Oh, well, I don't know. What does it say?
I have diminished reading skills. he did it. I guess maybe this is to counteract the stories. He's got financial problems right now. He did it when the studio refused to do it during the final season of the show when he was on it. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
I am.
It's not in the present.
Corrected. Yeah. We're turning the corner into the hot weather season, although we're going to have a nice weekend ahead and maybe getting out mowing the lawn this weekend won't be that difficult, but it won't be long before you'll be roasting your flesh in the sun, pushing or being pulled by a mower. Why not give that work, that hard work, to a crew that's ready to work hard for you? Turf Stalkers, 558-1611. They're really a great team. I've watched them. They have been taking care of my place, I think, for 3 years now, and they do a phenomenal job. They have all the tools they need. They can also, if you need more work done above and beyond mowing and edging, they can help you keep your hedges and bushes looking clean and trim. And they're fast, efficient, but thorough. 558-1611, Turf Stalkers. You can look them up on Facebook or turfstalkers.com as we hit the traffic dungeon at 7:03.
Well, traffic's getting very busy all over the area. A lot of folks headed into work for a Friday. Streets are a little bit slick in some spots. And we hope that you will drive carefully this morning. No major problems right now, but a lot of cars getting out on the road, and it's going to get very busy in the next 30 to 40 minutes. Please buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated if any problems pop up. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings end soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number R50770-246-69 to assign. VIN number R513-0706-4527 to assigning. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, dot, fee. Expires 6/4/24.
Hi, Mom.
That's a spicy meatball.
Your mama's so fat.
Your mama was a snowblower.
Your mother was a hamster.
What did you say about my mama?
Your mama?
Well, that's not very nice.
I feed the homeless and help the hungry, doing what the Lord told me to do.
Mama's baby, daddy's baby.
Mom! Mom! Mommy!
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Testing from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Wow!
Former President Trump remains unable to defend himself against allegations raised against him in his New York criminal trial. Judge Juan Merchan refusing to loosen a gag order imposed on Mr. Trump. The judge has also once again rejected a defense request to declare a mistrial. Red State Democrat Senator John Tester is taking some Republican-friendly positions as he tries to hold on to his seat this November. Face of growing international pressure, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu not backing down from his pledge to obliterate Hamas. Even if it means going into Rafah to do so. Northeast Texas is not out of the woods yet when it comes to heavy rain, the possibility of even more flooding next week. Two backcountry skiers were killed after an avalanche yesterday in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 94 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 69. More details, srnnews.com.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Weekend at 7 or 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We don't talk about Mom Hours as a Mother's Day option enough, but it is a good one. And this past Wednesday night when we had our weekly gathering, everybody was trying to, from the new Step Up to the Plate menu for spring, Kiss My Grits. That's the name of the menu. And a lot of folks are trying. They're doing grits with hot lips. Shrimp and grits. I saw two people order that.
I love shrimp and grits.
Pot roasting grits, char grilled chicken and grits, and Alabama hot chicken and grits.
Nice.
So that is part of the new menu at Baum Hours. And the Step Up to the Plate. You've got triple plate cheese fries, Spencer's gooey fries. Try and have just one of those. I stay away from people that are having those because they like to share because they give you so many.
I know.
And I'm sticking to my plan.
That's right.
Char grilled chicken and chips and free popcorn all day. And if you need a relief pitcher, how about a pitcher of Yuengling beer, $7.99.
Yuengling.
That's all day long, 7 days a week at Baum Hours Victor Grill, your home for wings. It's hard to believe it was over 40 years ago Bob introduced wings to the state of Alabama, and I did his commercials. We did Wingaholic Anonymous meetings, and people would talk and confess about how they one was too many and 1,000 never enough. That's how good they were. And they still are the best wings in Alabama. Voted that. Best American restaurant, number one sports bar, best all-around restaurant, best chef, best wings, best dining experience. They've got lots of awards to back up the quality of the product and the value. The Inflation Bites menu is still there for you as an option as well, where you get a complete meal and a beverage for under $10. And that is served to you by a nice person, as opposed to waiting in a testy drive-thru. BaumHowers.com for more information. If you want to do party trays for Mom's Day, check it out under the catering option. David's on the line at 7-Eleven. We'll go to Rich in a moment.
Good morning, all.
Hey, what's happening, David?
You know, you guys were talking about Planet of the Apes. This was a bizarre occurrence. Like 30 years ago, I was in what used to be the Del Champs at Perry Hill Place Shopping Center. At
Del Champs. God, I haven't heard that name in forever.
The Del Champs.
Del Champs.
Yeah, it was right there where the, whatever it is now, the store, main store there, Perry Hill Place Shopping Center.
Yeah, right down the road from us. Was it a Del Champs or a Bruno's?
It was a Del Champs.
Okay.
And so anyway, I was in there doing some shopping. I'm standing there looking at something, and all of a sudden, I just look to my right, and here's Roddy McDowell standing there. Who, of course, played one of the main characters, ape characters, in Planet of the Apes, the original one.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing up, and I look at him, I go, what are you doing here? And, you know, and he's got that real tiny British accent. He says, you know, well, I'm here, you know, I'm shooting a movie nearby. And I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah. And he was as nice a guy as could be. We talked for probably 5 minutes. And
you got that
Del Champs in Montgomery.
You've got that Del Champs jingle playing in my mind now.
What is their jingle? I don't remember their jingle.
Oh, no. It was, I mean, I can't do it for you, but.
Oh, come on, Rich.
You can probably YouTube it.
I'm going to have to because I'm curious as to what it was.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I think that was the dare, Jay. I would go ahead and check it out.
I'm doing it now.
So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Bye, man.
All righty. I found the Luke Combs song that's going to be in Twisters.
Yeah.
And we'll preview that, and then we'll go into random facts because I think there's a convoluted intro there.
It says on May 16th, it will premiere at 8 a.m., the official song.
The song, yeah.
Yeah.
That's next week. But we do have a preview of the song by Luke Combs coming up right now at 7:13.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
By the way, Jay, you were asking about airport rainfall, 0.96 officially.
Okay.
And my house on the east side, 1.23 on the rainfall. And by the way, the rain is done now, so the risk of showers is moving out, and we'll be moving out of the state here pretty soon. Otherwise, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a high around 85. Much cooler tonight. What a change of climate. Mainly clear, overnight low 56. Much lower humidity, tonight and tomorrow. I mean, sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature, very comfortable, up to about 80. Upper 50s on Saturday night. Beautiful Mother's Day, lots of sun, high 82. Risk of showers perhaps by late Sunday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms again by Monday and Tuesday, the start of a very active weather week next week. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 68. 7:14.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, another Mother's Day in the books. That was a real joy. I'm not sure I've ever seen Mom quite so drunk. Rare form. I'm sure the people at Applebee's have a great story to tell. Yeah, we went to get some brunch and there was this lady drinking draft beer and I swear she tried to give her old boyfriend a lap dance. Ah, good old Mom. Some people, Mother's Day is all about flowers and a card. My mom, beer breath and a parking lot breakdown where she screams, "What are you people looking at? This is my daughter and she doesn't love me." I'm just gonna start saying I'm part of a reality show and everyone has just been punked. Well, then Mom would start looking around to make out with Ashton Kutcher. Maybe next year I'll just rent an old lady and go sit with her and talk about what a great mother she was. I hate Mother's Day.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Poor gal, there are some negative statistics about Mother's Day. But let's remain positive, shall we?
Oh, yeah. You said that it is the number one day for...
Yeah. Severe mother issues, no doubt about it. It is 7:15, and I learned that from a licensed therapist. one of many who has helped me become what I who am today.
My first Mother's Day after was rough.
Oh, listen, I have trouble with Mother's Day, too. I had the best mom in the world.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I try to make something that she used to love to make for me, celebrate her that way, or tell stories about mom on the radio.
Yeah.
I was 18. I had no outlet.
Yeah.
She showed me around the kitchen for sure. I mean, as far as how to take care of myself, you know, there's some guys that can't do anything in the kitchen.
Yeah. I think my favorite, because, you know, I used to fly home for Mother's Day every year.
Yeah.
So one year I decided to be, maybe it was a little mean, but like a week in advance, I said, I've got this gig that I have to do. I can't fly in for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in the following weekend or something. And, but what I did do was I got on a plane that Friday and rented a car, pulled up the street.
You surprised her.
Parked the car. And my mother was like, you know, her spot was the kitchen window that looked out onto the driveway in the street in front of the house. And I will never forget the look on her face when she saw me just walking up.
Oh, nice. That is so nice. I like that.
And one other quick story. We were doing a thing on TV. In fact, I posted a video clip of it not long ago where we were doing a game show type giveaway on the local ABC affiliate every night. And I didn't know it was going to happen, but I was dressed. I was taking her out to Joe Stone Crabs for dinner after we were done with the tea. I wanted her to watch one of these live TV hits.
Yeah.
Neither one of us knew that my morning partner, Don Agadine, was going to be coming, sneaking onto the set from behind and hit me in the face with a pie.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I do remember this story.
And, you know, it was spontaneous. It was funny as hell. But my mother was crying. My mother was crying. And I said, well, Mom, I said, we do these things in radio. And the only downside to it was I had to stop back at the house and get... by the way, if anybody ever hits you in the face with a pie and it's real whipped cream, get it out ASAP. Because if that gets into your pores... Because I hit myself in the face with a pie for a couple of TV spots.
Yeah.
If it gets into your pores and you don't get it out with a good shower, it... Well, you know what milk smells like when it goes bad.
Oh, no.
And it takes days to get rid of that odor.
Oh, no.
It is really awful.
Oh, no.
No other radio station is going to give you this kind of advice and wisdom.
Hey, don't forget the Bear Bryant thing sometime this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I will look for that. In fact, if I could find it right now, this would be an out of time, since we have just a little time to play with here this morning. All right, Mother's Day, blah, blah, blah. Where's the bear? Where is the bear?
Oh, Bear Season 3 comes out June 27th, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
all cool. Episodes drop on the same day.
Oh, great. I love that.
On Hulu. So, you know.
Well, I've got Hulu now.
Now, which one is this with the bear?
The diner. I say the diner.
Okay.
The chef,
yeah,
the guy that works.
I've seen a couple of episodes of that. It's not bad.
This is for South Central Bell, folks. It's Bear Bryant. Most people have seen it once or twice, probably.
You said it was for Bell South. Maybe it's under that.
South Central Bell. Yeah, South Central Bell.
Well, I have...
remember South Central Bell?
Bellamy's, and I have Bellamy.
Yeah, worked for him.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Retired with them.
We have one last hope here. Otherwise, we're going to have to abandon the search.
Okay.
Well, when they went from South Central to Bell South.
You can do it on YouTube.
And then, yeah.
Right.
No, Bryant.
Well, you can do it on YouTube later.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what we'll do. Right now, we have your local Blue Water News, and then we'll come back and preview the Luke Combs song from the new Twisters coming out in July.
Yeah.
That's up ahead.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to an April homicide. 18-year-old Kishar Henderson is charged with capital murder in the shooting death of 52-year-old Christopher Manuel. The shooting happened on the night of April 7th in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway. Alabama lawmakers ended the legislative session Thursday night without approving a lottery, continuing a 25-year stalemate on the issue of gambling. Supporters were unable to break an impasse in the Alabama Senate after the measure failed by one vote earlier in the session. A man has been arrested for a Monday night shooting in Montgomery. 25-year-old Curtis Fountain has been charged with second-degree assault in the shooting that happened in the 2000 block of East South Boulevard. The unnamed male victim was shot with an AK-47-style weapon. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got distracted. Excuse me. We promised you a preview of the Luke Combs song that's going to be part of the new Twisters movie.
Yeah.
So, here it is. For Tornado Chase.
Are you aware and this is breaking news right now?
No. I am not aware it's breaking news right now.
You know, the fact that there's been so many tornadoes in the last few days is not going to hurt that movie.
Not at all. Not at all. Okay, now that...
And now...
We've sunk our teeth into Luke Combs, let's go to...
Random facts.
Sunk our teeth in.
Did you know... A baseball stadium organ player was ejected from a game. He saw a bad call by the umpire and began playing Three Blind Mice. And apparently that got him out of there.
I remember that story.
Yeah. I don't know what team, what year. I have no idea anything about it other than that story right there.
I think it may have been Nancy Faust, who was the organist for the White Sox.
Oh.
She was cool. And
Three Blind Mice... What ballpark ejection?
I'm almost sure. See if it was Nancy Faust.
Did the Cubs had a famous organist, right?
And actually, they had a famous stadium announcer who wasn't that good, but had a very distinctive voice. Uh-huh. His name was Pat Piper.
This is a minor league umpire's ejection of an intern DJ for the Daytona Cubs. Played a sound clip of the nursery rhyme Three Blind Mice. Yeah.
No sense of humor.
Hey, note takers. The Daytona team name is the Cubs.
Daytona Cubs. Did you know, during World War II, the United States Army designed a grenade to be the same size and weight as a baseball, making it easier for American soldiers to throw.
Huh, okay.
I guess this is when they went with the, they had the pineapple version.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then they had the one that was really smaller and round, kind of baseball-esque. So I guess that would be the one that we're
And the Krauts about. Had that, it looked like it was much larger. You remember the German version of the...
Oh, was it the one where you smack it on the ground and throw it, had the stick?
It was
I say
larger.
It had a stick, yeah. But, you know, it had basically a handle with a thing on the end of it.
Exactly.
And then you smack, throw.
I call them the Krauts.
Did you know Kevin Costner turned down starring in Air Force One, which Harrison Ford originally, Harrison Ford was in.
Yep. That was a great comedy.
He turned down being in that film so he could star in The Postman, which also released in 97. It was a movie that he also directed as well. Air Force One went on to have a critical and commercial success, while The Postman was a box office bomb. Costner won 2 Razzies for that film, for Worst Actor and Worst Director. So, but I don't think he's in any kind of remorse over that at all.
Look, Air Force One, I laughed at so many of the... Because Bill Clinton was president, right? So I'm thinking of Cankles on the plane and Bill Clinton actually doing some of the things that Harrison Ford did in that movie. It was ridiculous.
Do it. Seeing any president... that we've ever had doing anything like that.
But he was president at the time.
I know, but I'm just thinking, like, where would it, in what presidency would that have fit?
Andrew Jackson.
Maybe. Yeah. Airplanes? Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about character, a president that had the physical skill to do it, he would be one. Teddy Roosevelt would have done it.
Yes, he would have.
He was crazy.
He'd have just shot you and got it over with. There wouldn't have been a lot of, just like, bully. Boom. You're dead. Did you know? The United States once voted on a treaty that would have annexed the Dominican Republic with the eventual goal of making it a state. Just never happened. But the Dominican Republic could have been a state. Did you know?
Oh, huh? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Was that a long time ago?
I can look that up to see, like, what year we attempted to do that. Because I am quite curious myself. 1870. Oh, okay. A referendum on annexation by the United States was held in the Dominican Republic on February 19th, 1870. It was approved by 99.93% of voters, although turnout was just 30%. However, the United States Senate rejected the annexation on June 30th, 1870, with a 28-28 vote. That sounds like a tie to me. So, yeah. 1870 is when that was taking place. Borat. I guess you guys have seen Borat or know what Borat or all that stuff. The slogan for Kazakhstan's tourism board comes from that film, because Borat was from Kazakhstan.
Boring.
And the tourism board slogan is very nice. It's what it's called. It's just very nice.
In Kazakhstan?
Yes. That's the tourism board slogan. Very nice. Did you know? The last soldier of the British Empire to die in World War I was a Canadian by the name of George Lawrence Price. He died 2 minutes before the end of the war.
What was the movie we watched? Relative to the
Darkest Hour.
No. this was the last day of World War One, and they knew the armistice began at 11, but there was a sergeant who pushed his troops into battle.
It wasn't all quiet.
Gosh,
it wasn't all quiet. Was it all quiet?
No. I don't remember the title, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And all these guys got killed.
I know, and he knew it was 11 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the Marine Corps and a rule that was enforced up until 2019. For United States Marines. It's a weird rule, but we'll tell you what the rule is. It's no longer enforced. We're going to give you a random fact about Ramon Artigavieta.
Okay.
It's something that happened in 1871, but I will tell you about him. We are going to give you a random fact about the top 20 highest grossing musical tours of all time, which I think has probably been changed since this was done.
Yeah, it's probably, what's her name now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Swifty. What else do we have? We're going to give you a random fact about Canada in 1993.
Okay.
Something that happened in the government there. And, oh my goodness. You know, it's called the Shaka. Are you familiar with the Shaka?
Shaka Khan?
Well, it's related to, I guess, Hawaii. It's this thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
The Shaka.
Huh. Interesting.
Yes.
I've heard of chakras.
What is it? Is it a greeting or is it?
Well,
I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. We'll give you all of that. Okay, but right. Yes. Okay. Right. So yeah, we'll tell you about the Shaka. Of course, what did I do when I did that? This is what the Shaka is. You guys can't see it. I really forget a lot that I'm talking to more than just the other two people in this room. The Shaka, if you don't know, it's basically hold your thumb up. Get your thumbs up, and then stick your pinky out, and then turn your hand, tilt your hand a little bit, and that is the Shaka.
And I've never known what it means.
Mostly in like Hawaii and stuff like that, kind of like surfs up.
Does it make me look gangster?
No, not at all.
Gangster. A lot of young people do it, and I was wondering what it really means.
Sometimes some pictures of you that I've seen of you in a suit and stuff,
yes,
that throws out some gangster looks. But
how about this one from the event yesterday?
No, I'm talking more about when you were like in a coat, you were in a tie, and like all decked and everything.
What is the one the picture you just had?
Colonel Richardson from Maxwell and Governor Ivey from yesterday.
Gotcha.
But look, gangster.
Governor Ivey was in that picture. Oh yeah. The one you showed me didn't have Ivy in it.
That was the gentleman that came when we were promoting the air show.
Okay. Yeah. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Right?
It is 7:33. There's a story today that Chevy is going to stop producing the Malibu. In fact, I think that's going to be the last of the sedans that they produce. Yeah. They're going to be emphasizing SUVs and trucks. But the Malibu lives on at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. They have several. In fact, the Ingram family of stores, and it is one of the last great family dealerships in America, a number of Malibus available under $20,000. It's an awesome sedan. And it, like every other vehicle that's in the Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, they've earned their way in there. They have to have a good Carfax vehicle history report. 84 points under the engine have to meet original factory standards. The body shop has to inspect and recondition the vehicle. Once it's met all of those standards and it's ready to be showroom displayed, then they put a price on it, come and see it, and know that Jack Ingram Select, where quality meets affordability, they're going to be able to get you done on that deal because they have 25 lending partners. So if you had some credit issues with this economic boom or enduring, don't worry about that. They'll get you done. All you got to do is get in. Knowing that those vehicles all come with a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program, and that includes Chevys and Malibus and Fords, domestics, imports, all cars. In addition to that, they offer roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance on that limited warranty, so you can leave with confidence. And by the way, that includes 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of that warranty period. So they've done everything possible to take doubt out of the equation. All you need to do is shop and select. That Corvette is still over there. It's calling my name. I think I may just go take it for a test drive tomorrow.
It's calling your name.
It is. Jack Ingram, Select Used Cars. Again, where quality meets affordability on the Boulevard. Don't forget the Ingram family of stores includes brand new Nissans, Mercedes, Benzes, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi on the Boulevard. Everything under the jackingram.com umbrella. Let's see how I'll make some miles of moving now in traffic with Skipper.
Very busy all over the Montgomery area right now. I-65 southbound at Highway 80 exit. We've got a vehicle there, possibly off the road. They're dealing with that right now. And if you are headed to Auburn this morning on 85 northbound, overturned 18-wheeler around mile marker 33 near Tuskegee. They are rerouting traffic. If you are headed to Auburn this morning, it's going to be a long trip. There is a huge backup of traffic right now on 85 northbound at that accident site. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Life Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, Randy.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is May 10th, Clean Up Your Room Day. I said it's Clean Up Your Room Day. Get up there right now. It's Clean Up Your Room Day. When you live under my roof, you live under my rules. And I said it's Clean Up Your Room Day. What did you say? You're grounded, mister.
And now,
clean up your room and start with that big pile of
random facts.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
No feedback from you.
Huh?
I
know feedback from me? It was one of the best you've
ever
done.
You're my immediate supervisor. I need evaluations.
I'll let you know when you do bad. How about that?
That's what women do.
Those darn women. Did you know? Up until 2019, for the first time in its 200-year history, the Marine Corps finally allowed men to use umbrellas while in uniform.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, they thought it was not becoming? Or
When used while in uniform, umbrellas must be small, all-black standard, or collapsible.
Prior to the change, only female Marines were allowed to use umbrellas to shield themselves from the elements.
Damn.
It was restricted in part because they would hinder members' ability to salute. The stipulation that allowed women to use the umbrellas was that they only had to be held in the left hand. In addition to the allowance of umbrellas, female Marines are now allowed to wear gold or silver earrings while in uniform. Boy, they're just going to hell now. the jewelry must be small, polished, yellow gold or silver colored, ball or round stud earrings.
Jeez almighty.
They can be post, screw-on, or clip earrings, but cannot exceed 1/4 inch in diameter and can only be worn when women are dressed in service, blue dress, or blue-white dress. So, yeah.
Wow.
Did you know Ramon Artagavecchia? I don't know. Anyway, Ramon, we'll just call him Ramon. In 1871, he survived the fire and sinking of the ship America. This incident left him emotionally scarred. 41 years later, he visited the United States and got on board the Titanic.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not survive.
Oh.
Yeah.
You heard about that guy who was on, survived the Titanic, but also was involved in so many other ship mishaps.
I believe so. Yeah. I know. I think I've done a random fact on that guy, too. Yeah.
Just amazing list.
Did you know? In the list of the, in the list of the top 20 highest grossing musical tours of all time, U2 appears 3 times in the top 20.
And we're doing this on...
And they're the only band that appears 3 times in that top 20.
And we're doing this on Bono's birthday today.
Yeah. This was not planned, although I guess I could have looked at when this was coming about. But anyway, grossed in 2009, they grossed $736 million. In 2017, $390 million. And in 2005, $389 million. Taylor Swift, however, sits at number one on the list with the only tour to ever gross over $1 billion. $1 billion with a B, dollars.
But you also know, I know you're a big U2 fan, and
yeah,
I'm not
huge
getting down on them, but they are also high on the list of one of the most overrated bands.
They could be. I don't know. All I ever get, whenever I tell people that I'm a U2 fan, they just give me crap about it. I've something that, as a U2 fan, and a lot of U2 fans, we've come to expect, just to get crapped on for either liking the band or just getting the band crapped on.
They're good. What gets me, Bono being an activist, which is a, sort of a way of calling yourself something other than a
rectum,
is always, making these billion-dollar tours is very big on telling people what they should do with their money. And I have a problem with that. You know, don't go out and, charge $10 a seat for your concerts. If you want to be fair, if you want to be a socialist, make it so everybody can attend. He doesn't do that. I think that's just a little hypocritical. But I like their music.
Did you know? In the 1993 election, Canada's Progressive Conservative Party lost 154 out of 156 seats. That's a lot. It was the worst election defeat in any Western democratic world.
I would say so.
1993. I have no idea what caused that. I have no idea what was on the ballot or what caused the shift. I wasn't paying attention to politics in 1993. I was...
So the conservatives lost by that margin?
Like 14 years old. The Progressive Conservative Party lost 154 out of 156.
Progressive seats. Conservative is an oxymoron.
Not in Canada, apparently.
In fact, using the word progressive politically, it's an oxymoron all by itself.
But apparently they held 154 of those seats.
And now look what they have. Now look what they have up there, Fidel Castro's kid.
And finally, did you know the Shaka?
The Shaka of your life?
Not the... I won't say the other term. Eric the dog called in and made the joke. But the Shaka. Which is the one where it's the pinky sticking out and the thumb sticking out with right. the rest of the fingers held down.
Again.
Yes.
Gangster or no gangster?
Yeah.
So, what is that?
It's not this one.
No.
It's this one.
That one's hard to do.
The Shaka, the prevailing lore credits the Shaka to Hamana Khalili.
I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, Hamana Khalili, who lost three middle fingers of his right hand while working at a sugar mill. Khalili was then shifted to guarding the sugar train, and his all-clear wave, which was basically, you know, just him doing this.
Yeah, right.
But he had lost all three fingers.
Oh, that's how that came about.
Yeah, so his all-clear wave is said to have evolved into the Shaka, as children would imitate his gesture.
Damn.
Because he had lost his...
Didn't have all those digits.
Yeah, he lost his finger, his index finger, his middle finger, and then what do we call the finger after... What do we call this finger? The one in between the pinky and the middle. Which one's that one?
The bad finger?
Day after day.
Baby blue.
Seriously, what do we... We have a name. There's the thumb, yeah. There's the index, the middle, the pinky. What the hell's that one?
I don't know.
Ring finger.
Ring finger?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the index, the middle, and the ring finger were all cut off in an accident.
Ah.
So all he had was his thumb and his pinky, and he would give the all clear wave like that instead of the other, and they just copied it. Those are all of your random facts.
All right, Jay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I love the Stormy Nights, but man, do they play havoc with the sleep schedule, so I'm a little stoned on this.
What about the Stormies? I love the Rainy Nights.
I'm a little...
Okay, Eddie Rabbit.
I love Eddie Wabbit.
We have a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate to give away, and I'm looking at the specials this week, and I'm calculating in my head what you do with that. You could get at least 6 dozen large, sure-fine eggs. They're $2.98 a dozen. If you're tired of paying ridiculous prices for eggs or anything else, try Food Outlet. We had a call on the afternoon show the other day from a guy who called specifically to thank us for reminding them week after week, you got to try that, you got to shop, compare. I do that myself. I reconnaissance shop. Once in a while, I have to stop at another grocery store for one item. And when I'm in there, I look around and see what they're charging for the stuff I routinely buy at Food Outlet. And sometimes the differences are astonishing. Seriously. So, tired of high egg prices? There you go. $2.98 a dozen. Milk is $3.99 a gallon. At Food Outlet in the meat department, you find Rich's friend Chuck Roast at $4.97 a pound. They even have my favorite crackers on sale. Now, I eat very few of them, but they're a good appetite killer after a workout. Keebler Club crackers, $3.63 with a little smear of peanut butter, I will confess. Chips Ahoy cookies. If you're tired, you like Chips Ahoy, but you see the prices of the bigger chains, and you see the
Oy.
Chips Ahoy.
Oy.
I went a long way for that one, didn't I? A long way. They're just $3.15 for the large pack at Food Outlet. And the best soda price in town is all your favorite Coke products, $3.33 for a six-pack of half-liter bottles. And by the way, somebody in this room is going to be enjoying Kaneka Smoked Sausage on the grill next week because it's only $4.94 a pound. And Bluebell, absolutely the best ice cream. Try that new gooey butter yellow cake at $5.35 for a full half gallon, which is often priced at $8 to $9.99 at the bigger chains. So save. It's all about the groceries. Household products, too. At all three Food Outlet locations, including Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of Highway 31 in the preferred community. I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Bob quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we told you about an actor that turned down the lead role in Air Force One back in 1993, I guess? 7? 97? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s during Clinton's presidency.
Yeah.
Who was that actor that turned it down?
It'll cost nothing to call in and win that. 272-9228.
Feeble.
That was feeble.
I am stopping this radio station.
He is not happy with that comment. That was feeble.
You're my friend. We can kid and joke. You can call me almost any name under the sun. But feeble is not acceptable, so I'm waiting for my
That was decrepit. What other word works?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You are not sorry.
I'm just sleep deprived.
It is fun, though, watching your face turn the same color as a cherry tomato.
I am sleep deprived.
Did you see that ribeye on your plate this morning?
No.
Who put that there?
No,
the steak right? Berry? No, it was me.
Hey, what do we got on?
Let's see what we have at breakfast.
We got 79.
That's not bad.
We got 80.
80, all right. And let me make it 81.
I think you already...
That was a good ribeye, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, you can make it 81. That's right. You can...
There you go.
It was a very good ribeye. Very nice.
272-9228 is the number. I am no longer upset with anybody in the studio. And which... You know, I'd almost forgotten what he said, Jay, and then you
I'm sorry.
All right, which line? One? Uncle Daddy.
Hi.
Was it Harrison Ford?
Wait a minute. No. He got the role. Who turned it down?
Yeah, that's what we needed.
That's what we needed. So
it was Harrison Ford that turned it down, wasn't it?
He took the role.
He's in the.
He'll find in a moment.
Uncle Daddy,
okay.
You failed us. I'm sorry.
All right, Paul.
What's
good
up?
Good morning, Greg.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner turned it down, right, for his own role in The Postman, who he directed and starred in, and it was a bomb. Yeah, exactly.
Paul?
That's it.
Was I feeble this morning?
I think you're fine, Greg.
Thank you. Of course, you just won a $20 foot-up certificate. That helps to get a good opinion.
Here's the
Element Authority. Let's talk to Backup Steve.
All right, what's up?
Hey, good morning. You always straighten up the convoluted intros with a fine-tooth comb. Excellent job.
He got the whole thing with the Luke Combs. See? Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, so you want a backup question?
Sure. Let's go with it.
Okay. So let me go back to this page here. Oh, the organ player for this team was fired for playing three blind mice. What team?
I believe that was the Daytona Cup.
That is correct.
I was more into Greg's answer about the Miss Faust who did the organ playing. I believe it was Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago White Sox. Yeah.
I was thinking that, and then when they said the Cubs, I went, I never heard that one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, got it, man.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Take care.
All righty. Up next. Our feeble.
I'm sorry. I'm sleep deprived.
You.
Yeah.
It's 7:53.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
I'm still hearing from many of you on my Facebook page on what happened at your house. Some people are showing me pictures of hail. Some people are talking about their power outages, including even our boss had a power outage last night. He was lost power at 9:50 p.m. and didn't get it back till this morning. And Redland Road is apparently a mess with trees down. I knew from a friend of mine that it was pretty bad on Redland Road, but apparently somebody else just said it's a mess on Redland. So, yeah, it was quite a stormy night, and I know a lot of you had to deal with a lot of lightning and thunder and power outages. Risk of showers and storms is now over for us. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day with a high around 85. Much cooler tonight behind this front. Mainly clear. What a change of climate. Low 56. Sunshine, much lower humidity tomorrow. Just beautiful picture postcard weather for Prattville City Fest with a high near 80, upper 50s Saturday night. Beautiful Mother's Day with lots of sun, high 82. Risk of showers by late Sunday night, but showers and storms become likely again Monday and Tuesday, the start of a very active weather week next week. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 68, 7:55.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
All right, you guys in the back, had enough coffee yet? Bring in your hero. All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail Jay! Thank you very much. I don't know. Minions, I guess? I don't know what to call them. Minions, helpers, elves. I don't know. There's probably a couple other names. Indentured servants. I want to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, which will open up today at 11 a.m. And there probably are, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, they're probably, some people are probably rolling in right there. They get started early because they make all this stuff fresh the day of. So when you're buying that food, when you're eating that food, you're eating something that was made right then and there for you. If it's the gumbo, it got started earlier this morning because it got to sit there and stew. The red beans and rice, same thing, where it was made and it's just sitting there soaking up the flavors of everything that is in that gumbo and the red beans and rice as well. The shrimp and grits is waiting on you. Also, the Seafood Monica pasta, the bistro tacos, those salads, the fried green tomatoes, the Cajun cheese curds, the calamari, the crab claws, the bacon cheddar fries, and those boil bags, all waiting for you to just get messy with. Sink your teeth into. There's a bib that comes with those boil bags, by the way.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
You are going to enjoy it to the utmost satisfaction.
I wear one all the time. I'm feeble. Oh.
Now, he said you're decrepit.
So make sure you go by and enjoy the Seafood Bistro today or this weekend. They're closed on Sundays, which obviously is Mother's Day, but you can get some stuff ahead of time and have it ready for Mother's Day if you want to do that. A boil bag would go great for Mom. Just give them a call. 279-7500 is their number. 1651 Berry Hill Road is where they're located. Online all the time at theseafoodbistro.com. And, of course, on the delivery apps on your phone. And don't forget to like and follow the Seafood Bistro on Facebook.
All right, we've reached that point in the show where I try to take a brief nap so I can finish the entire 8 to 9 hour. We're going to start with the Wall Street Business Report here, followed by Skipper's Traffic, and we have a really great rocket scientist for you coming up.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, offering more evidence that the labor market was steadily cooling. The weekly jobless claims report from the Labor Department on Thursday, the most timely data on the economy's health, followed news last week that the economy added the fewest jobs in 6 months in April, while job openings dropped to a three-year low in March. Online retail sales in the United States rose about 7% from January to April this year, reports showed, driven by strong demand for groceries and cheaper discretionary items. U.S. House and Senate negotiators agreed to revise language in an aviation reform bill to ensure quick refunds for airline passengers whose flights are canceled and who are not seeking alternative flights. T-Mobile and Verizon Communications are in talks to buy parts of United States Cellular in separate transactions, the Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Traffic remains busy all over the area. Some of our busiest spots right now, East Boulevard at Vaughan Road, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, Gay Street at Maxwell Air Force Base. We're very busy there this morning. And we had an accident, I-65 southbound on the ramp to Highway 80. We believe they've taken care of that, but please use caution if you're there. And if you are headed to Auburn this morning on I-85 northbound, we have an overturned 18-wheeler around mile marker 33 near Tuskegee. They have shut down 85 northbound, rerouting traffic. Expect a big delay getting into Auburn from Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully, we will keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza, shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85.